Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our Kia Top 7 for the Kia EV6 and Sportage Skeeter, the cars of the year.
Yes, we're focusing on some big hauls, some important hauls in the AFL this weekend. At number 7 from the Fremantle Dockers, Rory Lobb, 4 goals next to his name. Could have been an audition for the team he's about to join, the Western Bulldogs. Either way, he got the job done. Some goals from long range, outstanding effort. At number 6, one of my favourites, Shea Bolton, 17 disposals. He could straighten up his kicking a bit. He kicked 4 goals, 5 against. His inaccuracy has been something that hasn't helped his cause, but he was outstanding in the win over Port Adelaide. He's at number 6. At number 5, Jesse Hogan, former Fremantle Docker, West Aussie. 4 goals, 17 disposals, 12 marks. Big return for him. He's enjoying his footy at Greater Western Sydney. Zach Bailey at number 4, 19 disposals, 4 goals. And at the Brisbane Lions, really tearing Carlton to shreds in the first 3 quarters on their way to a 33-point victory. Jack Gunson continues to get the job done for the Hawks in their victory this time over the Gold Coast Suns. 5 goals next to his name. He comes at number 3. And number 2, a 7-goal haul to Nick Larkey, the North Melbourne spearhead. Isn't he a player when he's on song? And certainly a forward that North Melbourne can build their next 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years around. And at number 1, really no question about it. In game number 293 and his final match, Josh Kennedy, 8 goals. He is number 1 in our Kia Top 7. Josh Kennedy, well done. Amazing career. Our Kia Top 7, thanks to Australia's most wanted, the Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage, cars of the year.
That 8 goals was the biggest haul by any player this season, and it also equals Lance Franklin's record at Optus Stadium. So he goes into the record books, JK, with that. Let's get into On This Day. Thanks to Baron O'Day, because the little things are everything.
Now, on this day in 1900, the first Davis Cup, named after Dwight Davis, began in Massachusetts in the United States. In 1907, rugby league was born in Australia when a meeting of 50 people assembled at Bateman's Hotel in George Street in Sydney. And then fast forward, more than a century later, in 2010, the All Blacks won the Bledisloe Cup for the 8th year in a row. They have become a behemoth of the sport, as we like to say, Carl. They have had a few issues lately, the All Blacks, but certainly they have been the preeminent side when it comes to rugby in the world. On this day, thanks to Bower and O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments, because the little things are everything.
How's some of the media around the All Blacks? Festering with pus and infection. Time to ring the razor. New Zealand take All Blacks to the cleaners. They have been absolutely scathing in their criticism. That's all we've got time for here on the show. It's been great to have your company here on this Monday night. It was a big weekend of footy, and well done to JK and well done to the Freo Dockers. And we will be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Next on your radio is Todd Johnston. He'll have the night shift and he'll take you through until midnight here on 6PR.